Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
My child mind operates like this. I don't want Halls because Halls has chemicals in it. I want Ricola.
Oh, interesting.
Because Ricola is...
Do you think they're made out of like dandelions?
It's just Swiss herbs, baby, and that's health.
Maybe the biggest thing that tied the success of the 1998 Yankees to pop culture in 1998 was the fact it was Seinfeld's final year. And of course, George Steinbrenner, via Larry David, was one of the more popular characters on the show.
I used to sneak into like some of these jazz poetry clubs, and I would hear them performing, because he's a little bit older than me. He's about 5 years older than me. So I would hear them performing, and I was still in high school. My mom was a poet as well, so she was always around them, and she was in the poetry scene.
Today, we'll sample three podcasts, Get Set for Wonderful, Special Teams, and Hero Radio, Stories Beyond the Music. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. It's the dead of winter. You wake up, it's still dark outside. As you drive to work, the sun comes up, but not out. Hidden by the thick clouds and cold gray sky, everything is awful. If this sounds like your mornings, then you might need a little dose of Wonderful. From the first family of podcasting, the McElroys, comes Wonderful, an enthusiast podcast for people who like things. Hint, that's everyone. Join Rachel and Griffin McElroy each week as they talk about the things they love and why they love them, like their favorite animals, favorite cooking utensils, even their favorite fonts. More passion project than podcast, Wonderful also invites fans of the show to write in with their treasured items of enthusiasm. The result is a database of gratitude that never stops updating. Positive attitudes are infectious, and Rachel and Griffin are here to spread them like the plague. Doesn't that just sound wonderful? Here's a sample from the recent episode titled The Field of Necromancy. The list of favorite things grows further this week as Griffin and Rachel reflect on their favorite farming simulators, memorial poems, and rock bands from college, among other things. In this clip, Griffin explains his reverence for what he believes to be the superior over-the-counter throat lozenge.
Ricola!
Am I here for it?
Do you not like Ricola?
I mean, I like the product.
Ricola.
I don't like what
do you remember.
Doing. I don't like what you're doing.
But do you?
Right now.
But do you?
I do. Yes.
But do
yes,
you remember
I
it?
Yes, Griffin. I
the
remember.
The big horn.
Yes.
The silly pants.
Yes, I remember.
He does it so loud, and it's like, why? Isn't it an avalanche danger?
Because his pipes are so cleared out from these sweet cough drops.
Yeah, I think so too. I am glad you remember that commercial. I think about it sometimes and just laugh myself awake from the dream I was having
were
about Ricola.
Were you expecting
Ricola.
We would talk about this commercial longer?
Y'all know, I think from the Sudafed episode, which may have been the first episode of this show, how I feel about most over-the-counter remedies for things. I'm a little suspicious, right? Or not suspicious, but like if I have a headache or something, I'll go pop a couple ibuprofen. But I'm not like doing that like, this will fix it for sure. It's like, yeah, I'll take these and maybe it'll help. Maybe it won't. I don't know. It's sort of hit or miss for me. Sudafed, guaranteed a hit. It's going to be a success whenever I take it. It's going to do something to me. It'll make me healthier or it'll keep me up all night. It's going to do something. Ricola, I also hold with the same amount of reverence. If I have a cough, if I am congested in the chest, if I have a sore throat like I am, I have one in my pocket right now. I'm not eating it until I'm done with this segment about Ricola, which is maybe ironic, but I don't want the sound of it rattling around my mouth on the microphone.
I will say, unlike Sudafed, I believe that this cough drop really only holds back your symptoms while the cough drop is in your mouth.
Yes, it is a stopgap measure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you think anyone says Ricola?
No. No one on earth has ever said it. My child mind operates like this. I don't want Halls because Halls has chemicals in it. I want Ricola.
Oh, interesting.
Because Ricola is...
Do you think they're made out of like dandelions?
It's just Swiss herbs, baby, and that's health, isn't it? Not Halls, made in a lab somewhere. Ricola, these little brown, craggy, sort of turd-colored little lozenges.
The more you say it, the weirder it's starting to sound in my head.
That was wonderful from Maximum Fun. Share the love of all your favorite things and lots of other people's favorite things on Wonderful, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Legendary sports teams hold a special place in our cultural zeitgeist. The 85 Bears, the 92 Olympic Dream Team, the scrappy, determined heroes behind the miracle on the ice. As years roll on, favorite teams take on fantastic, almost mythical auras as their accomplishments grow and morph in the minds of those who've heard the tales or witnessed them firsthand. That's great and all, but it doesn't paint a complete picture. Here to fill in the missing pieces is our featured new addition this week, Special Teams. iHeartRadio's new show boasts the combined expertise of Fox Sports Radio hosts Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, whose unique storytelling, strong opinions, and heavy doses of fun provide an hour-long intensive study on some of history's famous and infamous teams. Special Teams relives the victories, losses, and controversies that made each team iconic, as well as their often overlooked cultural context that informed their identities at the height of their fame. With personal anecdotes, extensive research, and a passion for sports, Jason and Mike are here to help us figure out just what makes a special team so special. Here's a snippet from the Special Teams featuring the 1998 Yankees, widely considered by sports historians to be the greatest baseball team ever assembled. Jason and Mike take a look back at the team's historic numbers from their record-setting 125-win season to their four-game sweep of the series opponents, the San Diego Padres. In this clip, you'll take a trip back in time to reimmerse yourself in the familiar but distant culture of the late 90s.
Also debuting in 1998, Will and Grace. A show that falls under the category of a show that was canceled too early, Sports Night. And a show that I must admit, I'm embarrassed to say I watched a lot of, because I had a huge crush on Rose McGowan, Charmed, debuted in 1998.
There you go. Whose Line Is It Anyway? And reboot of Fantasy Island.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Well, it's been 20 years. It's time for another one.
And I didn't watch Charmed either until Rose McGowan came on, because she replaced Shannon Doherty after, like, I think, like 6 years. Oh, my God, that show was on a long time.
It was. They had a really good run.
Maybe the biggest thing that tied the success of the 1998 Yankees to pop culture in 1998 was the fact it was Seinfeld's final year. And, of course, George Steinbrenner, via Larry David, was one of the more popular characters on the show.
And that's the funny thing. At the time, it was Larry David was the creator. Most people didn't quite get that.
Who is this guy? Larry David.
He kept popping up into all these episodes, different characters. But there he is as Steinbrenner with some of those great lines and one-liners throughout the run. I remember the Seinfeld finale as we waved goodbye. I went and saw Blue Man Group at a small theater in Chicago. Like, I taped it. And then all of a sudden, Blue Man Group is a multi-billion dollar corporation with multiple groups running around and running amok all across the world. But Seinfeld is still a staple all these years later. And anytime there is a big Stein reference, it's all for the better.
Get Ken Phelps. Get Ken Phelps. That's all they told me. Best home run to at-bat ratio in Major League Baseball. Get Ken Phelps.
Some kind of fermented chicken product.
And the year in music in 1998 was known for one main thing, the reintroduction of swing music into our pop culture. Brian Setzer Orchestra, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Zoot Suit Riot.
Tell me you don't still listen to that every once in a while.
I don't listen to it as much. The only song I listen to is the Lou Bega Mambo Number 5. I
came
like
a bit later than 98, but hey.
And then the movie Swingers, which of course encapsulates everything with
You're
swing
so
dancing.
Money and you don't even know it.
No, exactly. Oh, I make Gretzky's head bleed. Watch me make Gretzky's head bleed.
Oh, there you go. NHL 94.
So that's the year of 1998. Now you are ready for the run the Yankees had, the magical run, as we continue here on the Special Teams podcast.
A sample of Special Teams from iHeartRadio. Explore the growing roster of episodes exploring history's greatest teams on Special Teams. Now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Music can be a lot of things to a lot of different people. It can be a profession, a hobby, a form of therapy, and so much more. The beauty of music lies in its ability to bring people together, like it has on this week's featured local podcast. From Cincinnati-based community music studio Melodic Connections comes Hero Radio, Stories Beyond the Music. On the show, students at Melodic Connections use the Hero's Journey story archetype to tell the stories of prominent Cincinnati musicians, with guests including world-class symphony conductors, music producers for movies, and national radio hosts. Students find common ground between their experiences in the Melodic Connection studios and the lives of professional musicians of all kinds. The result is a podcast that's as beautiful and inspiring as the music that its guests create. Let's give you a sample of Hero Radio featuring poet and lyricist Siri Imani. In the interview, she talks about her hip-hop activist collective Tribe, that's with three I's, her path to becoming a songwriter, and the importance of self-sustainability and community building in the local music scene. In this snippet, she explains how she met the other members of the group known as Tribe and how it's grown since its founding.
Let's see. Me and Peace met when I was about 16 years old. I used to sneak into like some of these jazz poetry clubs, and I would hear them performing because he's a little bit older than me. He's about 5 years older than me. So I would hear them performing, and I was still in high school. My mom was a poet as well, so she was always around them, and she was in the poetry scene. And that's the first time we met each other. And then when I came back from college, we met again, and we started making music together. And that's just kind of how we got into it. We also are activists, so we started doing like gardening. We both worked with the Sam DuBose trial, a couple of other things, so.
Can you tell us about the members of Tribe?
Absolutely. So the thing about Tribe is a collective. So there are a ton of people in Tribe. A lot of people have labeled us as a music group, but we're a collective of artists. So there are singers, there are dancers, there are projectionists, there's a band. We have a little bit of everything. But the core members and the creators of Tribe are three people, and that's myself, Peace, CJ Thompson, and Aziza Love. Peace is a medical musician. He's a producer. He uses like a lot of his knowledge just about the world and different frequencies to put in his music. He's just overall a positive person. He's a leader. He really gets a lot of things done. He's an executioner. And urban gardening is like his main passion. Z, on the other hand, is more so like mindfulness, wellness. She's a yoga practitioner. She's a massage therapist. And she does most of like the healing aspect of Tribe. So he does self-sustainability, she does healing, and I do more so expression. So we combine them all together.
A sample of our local podcast, Hero Radio, Stories Beyond the Music, from Melodic Connections Community Music Studio. Check out more stories from the musicians shaping the Cincinnati music scene now on Hero Radio, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Time to hit the Apple Podcast charts and see what's hot around the country by iTunesCharts.net. Well, if you haven't been all that successful with your New Year's resolution, this podcast might help. It's rocketed to number one after just debuting last week. It's called Unlocking Us with Brené Brown. Join researcher and number one New York Times bestselling author as she unpacks and explores the ideas, stories, experiences, books, films, and music that reflect the universal experiences of being human, from the bravest moments to the most brokenhearted. It's Unlocking Us, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Unlocking Us and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.